Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Chris looks.
Scores!
Pastrnacki scores!
Pastrnak rifles another one in!
Grizzly
scores!
Clifton's one-timer
scores!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
Dale Arnold.
Better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as
f***. He's passionate about it, which I like.
Because I'm straight out of Compton.
D-minus.
Rich Key.
I apologize sincerely to you and your organization.
Free AB!
Dale and Keith, middays.
Tuscaloosa?
An SAT word.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Jermaine Wiggins is in the house because it's Wednesday. Tommy Curran will join us at 1 o'clock because it's Wednesday.
That's right.
And
hump day, they call it.
That's what they do call it.
Guess what day it is?
Hump day, hump day, hump day.
Mike. I think we bring that back. That guy was great.
That commercial is really old.
I like that commercial.
You're dating yourself.
That commercial, more recent than Antonio Brown being on Dancing with the Stars, which is what the caller referenced.
Well, what day it is.
Love it.
Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is.
Love this guy.
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Rob Bradford.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie. Guess what today is.
It's Rob Bradford.
It could be Bradford.
Ronnie, how happy are folks?
I'm pretty happy.
Right.
Pretty happy.
That was the Camel commercial.
Yeah, it was great.
Hump day, hump day, hump day.
Great day.
Patriots will be back at practice today. Bill Belichick will address the media today. We'll give you the highlights when it happens. Isaiah Wynn has been activated. Gunnar Olszewski has been placed on IR to make room for Wynn on the roster.
That the writing was on the wall there.
Yeah,
he was
Gunnar.
Scratched the last 2 weeks. Now, apparently,
he was
hurt.
Like a kamikaze pilot every time he played.
Zero chance that he was going to survive the season. Just the way he played, and God bless him, he probably thinks it's the only way he can be in the league, and he might be right. But he would get helicoptered every time he got
definitely
hit.
Putting his life on the line.
Everything
every punt
for
return.
A yard. Yeah, he had that one fumble that led to a touchdown. But overall, he was fine. But now that Mohamed Sanu can return punts, they even have like N'Keal Harry.
You gotta be
doing
careful.
I don't love Sanu doing it either.
Did you
by
see
the
how
way.
He got rolled up on Sanu on the punt return?
Yeah, that looked nasty.
Right.
Actually.
So you got to be careful when you put those guys back there.
You do, but it's not Gunner and at least Isaiah Wynn. But also, I think it might sort of show you with Isaiah Wynn, they know they got to be careful. So they didn't cut a lineman to make room for a lineman.
Exactly.
They kept all those guys.
Right.
Like all those backup guys are still here.
You know who else is a good punt returner?
Julian Edelman.
No.
Oh, AB.
Yeah, and I don't want him.
AB was amazing
AB was
punt
a really good punt returner.
Yeah, he might have been the best in the
so
league.
So there's about an hour left to my Twitter poll, at Dale E. Arnold. Do you want the Patriots to bring back Antonio Brown?
Yes.
34,475 people have voted so far. 53% yes, 47% no.
All right, I like
47% want Tom Brady to be miserable.
That's
they
what
want him to be sad all season. They like the teary-eyed press conferences.
Right.
They like the woe is me press conference. I don't.
I don't
Tom
like
Brady
either.
To be happy. I am in favor of his happiness.
I like hearing him on Greg Hill with a nice little pep
smile.
In his step.
Yes.
And everything's funny. You know?
Great way to start your week. Monday morning, you hear Brady. He's preaching positivity. I love that. And the only way to save that would be to bring Antonio Brown.
Yeah,
back.
I don't want sad Tom no more.
No.
All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. Desmond is in Providence. Hey, Desmond.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good. Doing great.
Yeah, man, I'm calling about this AB issue. Like, the point that you made earlier, that's why, like, everything we get saying is factually accurately is correct. But your point, I go back to what you said earlier. You said you didn't like him coming on the team at all. So just from
I didn't
that
want him. I didn't want him here to begin with. Yes, that's true.
Yes. So from that standpoint, I can agree with you. Nobody can question that. You didn't want him here in the beginning. The more things that come up would be reasons to validate your point, right? I get it. But when you look at it, one thing somebody mentioned: Greg Hardy. Greg Hardy was a convicted. He pled guilty to domestic violence and still played, right? AB is being accused. Like even when you go to that text message that he sent, that got him fired from here, where he put the lady and her kids in there. He's still denying in that text message that something happened, right?
Right.
So I believe we still have to, you still have to give somebody the benefit of the doubt and let them know, hey, like she's suing for money. She told the day before she even announced, she said, if you pay me XYZ amount of money, I'm not going to send this to the court. Had he signed that, had he paid that money, I think they would have believed that he did something to her.
Right, the guilt.
Yeah, that's how I view it. Now, that might not be true, but that is, I'm with you. I view it the same way.
Most people that settle out,
yeah, you're like, well, what are they hiding?
Yeah, they're always look as being guilty.
Right.
And that's kind of, and that's why I said it's about principle with him. He probably was. Now, granted, there might be a lot of other things that he doesn't have any principles on. But when it comes to,
because that's what's weird about
it. Doesn't seem to be anything he has principles on.
But with selling and dragging his name, like,
but that's what's weird about it is if he somehow right now settled with Brittany Taylor, he'd be more likely to be playing.
Yes,
again.
That was.
But
my
he
point.
Also, in my
he
mind,
could have made it go away.
In my mind, he'd be more likely to be guilty. And right. then, but he'd still be on the field. But if he's not guilty and he fights, everyone's like, well, what are you fighting it for?
Well,
what
now they'll be saying, look, a rapist is playing. You're letting
right.
this guy. And if he does settle, does the sports, was it Sports Illustrated? Was
yes,
it the Sports
Robert Klemko.
Yeah. If he settles, does that story then still come out? Because now it's, what do you really need those people for? You only had the story come out so you can kind of add more dirt to AB's
in
name.
In the Klemko piece, and I've got it here in front of me. Antonio Brown ultimately paid the artist $2,000 for her 2 days of work on the mural.
Mm-hmm.
They had agreed that he would pay $1,000 a day. She had brought him another piece of hers, another painting, and as Klemko says, quote, that work was stranded in Brown's house, she says, and it has not been returned yet. He paid her for the $2,000,
right.
but he kept another piece of
yeah,
hers,
but they,
didn't pay for it.
Wasn't that the one from
the
charity?
No, that's a different one.
Oh,
she brought another piece
right.
to the
really
house.
Likes artwork.
Yeah.
Can we at least admit that?
Or artists.
Can, yeah. Well, he
the
likes
charity
the
is the one that I guess
yeah,
he...
Yeah, the charity's a different thing.
The $700.
He didn't pay the $700 for that either.
That one's ridiculous.
And it was a painting of himself or something. That's when he's like, oh, I like what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you come... But the
brush strokes.
Yeah, but the thing is that is the story that probably led to him kind of flying off the hinges and then texting her and go, wait a second.
Oh, they were definitely related. Like, he got wind of that story.
Right, like,
he
wait
got
a
mad.
Second. What's
he
going on
contact.
Here? I thought we had a good relationship.
Yeah.
You were just asking me for tickets, blah, blah, blah. Now, all of a sudden, you're peeing on my funeral?
So, if he does get sort of reinstated, or at least they let everybody know that he won't be suspended for what he's done now. Would it look worse if he did something new? Would it look worse for the Patriots, or would it look worse for another team? Wouldn't it look worse for the Patriots if they brought him back? Because they already got rid of him once, mm-hmm. and there are all kinds of red flags about him. And then if he does something else, then you're saying, well, how many chances are you going to give this guy? Whereas
yeah,
if the Seahawks sign him,
yeah.
I feel like he does something stupid and they have to cut him, then so be it. They never take a chance. It actually, wouldn't it look worse
for
the Pats?
It looks worse for the Pats.
Yeah.
It's like you having a boyfriend that you know he's a dog and you take him back and he does something on you again.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing versus somebody who they might go, well,
he's a changed man.
And now it's like, oh,
I don't think there's much chance anyway of them bringing him back. I don't think you guys think there's much
I believe
of a chance
there's a chance.
Either.
I think there's a chance. No,
I don't think
I do.
There's
don't,
much of a chance.
Don't you dare put words in my mouth,
well, no,
Dale. I think there is a chance.
If you put a percentage on it, it'd be what?
20.
So it's not that great a chance because there's an 80% chance they don't.
But like Gronk, I think is zero, and I thought zero all season, and I never budged on that. Antonio Brown, I think for a long time it was probably 1, 2, 3, 4%.
Listen,
I think I think earlier it wasn't even worth really discuss. Like 4 weeks ago, I don't even think it was really worth discussing. Mm-hmm. Now I think it's maybe 33. Give me 33%.
The narrative.
I'm at 65%.
65.
Put those together. Boom.
And what was your Gronk percent that he was going to come back?
Well, it was low. It was like 3%. It was
low.
Really
what,
low.
The whole season, it was 3?
Well, no, it started off high, but
it started out like 93.7.
Yeah,
yes. And then it dropped. But with this AB thing.
There's a lot of smoke now after the apology.
Yeah, and then with everybody liking the tweet.
Loving it.
I'm going to do
one better.
It tells me there's a really good chance that
great
maybe
chance.
Kraft says, you know what, let me talk to him.
And the reason why it's not higher on my end is because the league, I think, could continue to drag their feet. There's nothing stopping the league from dragging this out.
I think it's possible they will.
Yeah.
The narrative around here is that, obviously, Brady didn't want him to go. Belichick didn't want him to go. Bob Kraft made them cut him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that way.
Now, that's not what I was told happened, though. What I was told was after the text involving the artist, that there was a meeting, and it was Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick, and I'm guessing Jonathan. I don't know if Nick Caserio was involved. And that at that point, Robert Kraft expressed some concern about, he's doing this on our dime now. You know, he's putting this stuff out there. And what I was told was that there was complete agreement within the room. He's got to go. And that included Belichick.
Was this before practice on Friday?
This was, I think it was after.
Oh. But so they had known about it and they wanted to wait that long to have a conversation?
Well, I don't know what Robert, I don't know how often he's down there. I don't know when he arrives, when he, you know, that sort of thing.
But that text message came out, when did we know about it?
Thursday?
Yeah, I think the text itself was Wednesday night.
We didn't know until Thursday.
We didn't know until Thursday, right?
And practice Thursday, Friday.
So Thursday, they know about it. Why not have that meeting on Thursday and then go?
Well, I don't know how often Robert Kraft is down there.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be
He's not there. I think the whole idea was they wanted to get in a room, it out.
They have conference phones that you can just,
I think this is one they wanted to do in person.
So where's Kraft? If he's not there, then.
He's not there a lot, Wiggy.
No, I know
Florida.
That. Okay.
Could be.
It could be anywhere.
Could be Jupiter,
so
Florida.
So he jumps on a plane and says, all right, let's meet Friday morning. Let's have this situation.
They didn't do it till Friday afternoon. I don't know
what
to tell you.
Right, see, that's why I feel like there's something a little bit off with that, right? If they know...
Because it wasn't on your timetable?
Well, no, when you look at the timetable, if this...
I still think it was all Kraft. That's my...
I think
he was the one directing the whole thing, but that ultimately there was an agreement within the room, you're right, this isn't worth the distraction. He's got to go.
Well, see, I don't agree with that.
But Belichick did have two walk-off interviews. Remember how pissed he was getting? He had two walk-off interviews. So I bet, he wasn't going to exactly beg and fight and plead for him. But
he had sort of gotten fed up with all of the distraction factor. It was not. It was Robert Kraft.
Right.
But what I was told was that Belichick agreed with the boss and said, you're right, he's got to go.
Well, I think the agreement, I don't know if he said you're right. I think the agreement.
I'm paraphrasing. I wasn't there.
Right. I think the agreement was, I really want him, but. This is a fight I can't win.
All right.
Hey, Robert, if this is what you want to do, I guess I'm with you. Rather than going banging my fist, no, we need him. This is what we could do back and forth. He probably said, you know what? I can't win this battle.
If Antonio Brown plays this season, would you say the best chance is with the Patriots? He plays at all.
No, if he plays at all, I think it's somewhere else.
Yeah, I think if he plays, it'd be here because
I'm not sure he's going to play at all either.
No, he may not. I'm just saying, let's play it out that, he gets some good news. He's reinstated. I think he has a better chance of playing here than anywhere else because they're already paying him, and he is such a wild card. You don't want to commit a lot. You don't really know if you're another team if you can rely on him.
See, the reason why I think he ends up back here, and he plays with this team, that's why I put it at 65.
Because you really want it to happen.
No, I really want it to happen. But then as I start to kind of, do my deep dive into this whole situation, here's the thing. He has this meeting, right? He then apologizes to Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
He doesn't apologize to the Raiders.
Nope.
He didn't apologize to the poor general manager of the Raiders, who he was.
Mike Mayock.
Getting physical
with. Well, think about it, because if he's really going through the 12 steps or something, all of a sudden he's apologizing to Roethlisberger, Tomlin, Mayock, Raiders.
But why not just keep it vague and go, I want to apologize to everybody that I came encounter.
Everybody. Nope.
Specifically
Mr. Kraft.
To Kraft. So then I start to think, right? I put on my detective hat and all right, so he has the meeting. Maybe in the meeting, he then gets a call who says, hey, listen, apologize publicly to Robert. This might help with you getting back.
This is the league trying to help Antonio Brown?
Maybe this is Drew
Rosenhaus.
This is
Sherlock Wiggy trying to put the clues together.
This is Drew Rosenhaus. Who knows? Maybe even he apologizes to Kraft privately.
Okay.
Kraft says, all right,
about,
I understand.
Maybe put that out.
How about
there?
You put that? You make this public. You know, Logan Mankins did me dirty, and I wanted an apology from him.
That's right.
And
why don't you go ahead and do that on your Instagram and your Twitter?
Right.
Just to be safe.
Right. And so,
by the way, I don't have either,
but he knows that people do. He's aware that people do.
So, is there a chance that maybe he's already apologized to Kraft privately?
Yes.
Is it possible? Sure. I have no idea.
But and
is
that
it Tom Brady arrange it?
Yes.
And that's
you
why
you guys are just going all out with this conspiracy stuff, aren't you?
Yes. Because why? Here's why.
Okay.
Why apologize to just Robert Kraft?
Because you know that that's what you need to do to get re-signed.
Exactly. You know that's what you.
We just blew the lid off this know, entire.
Can I?
Thing.
Can I make it easier for you guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't need all that other stuff. You can just say Drew Rosenhaus says to Antonio Brown, if you got any chance, you better stick out an apology there. Which, by the way, Drew Rosenhaus wrote.
Well, but it doesn't fine. Matter.
I don't care who, writes it.
Can't Drew go, hey, you want to play again? We got to put out a public apology.
Yes. But is Rosenhaus?
I don't think this was Robert Kraft talking to him and Tom Brady arranging
it. But why? Dale, I don't know.
But why Robert Kraft? Why wouldn't Drew just go, let's put out a public apology?
Apologize to everybody.
We're apologizing to everybody. You know, people they will think, well, maybe he's apologizing to Brittany Taylor. Maybe
he can't do that. Not while they're still
litigation. But he might just go, listen, I'm sincerely sorry for the way I've been acting over the past couple of months. I want to apologize to all those people that I might have, you know, come off as a jackass, whatever. So now when you put out a vague apology, now somebody goes, well, maybe he's talking to me. But if I say, Rich,
yes,
I want to sincerely apologize you.
Me? Personally?
It's about time, too, I think.
You know, you know that I'm talking to you, right?
Because you lead the tweet with my name, and you put a mister on it to get some respect on my name.
Right, versus, hey, I want to apologize to everybody at WEEI.
Right. That's, come on, specific.
Thank you, Wiggy, I accept.
Everybody, come on.
Exactly, and that's why I think maybe Drew got him on the phone.
But here's the other question I don't know the answer to. Is this what Dale was saying? Is this Rosenhaus saying, hey, I think this would help? Or is it Robert Kraft saying, I need this, and then we'll see what happens?
I think it's more likely Rosenhaus.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
Of
those two options, I think it's much more likely that his agent is saying,
this could help.
We got money on the line here.
Or he could say to Antonio, let's put this out, and then what I'll do is I'll call Kraft, and I'll try to chisel at him, to at least hear from you and say, hey, listen, Antonio wants to give you a private apology. So maybe Drew Rosenhaus knew that by putting this out, he could then get that private apology after. So he might already apologize after this.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, will join us at 1 to tell us if he thinks Antonio Brown can return to the Patriots. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, and it's time to trend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
You are not a victim. You're a turd. right? All right? And until you own that, mm-hmm. until you're willing to own that, and I mean own it, and that means you tweet it out, you put the video together. Yep. Don't let your representatives do it. Until you own it, do I believe that all of a sudden you're a changed man? I know one thing. You're feeling it because I agree mm-hmm. with you. He misses feeling, it. Oh, he's and feeling. He's one of the best in the world at what he does, right? Mm-hmm. And he's not allowed to do it right now.
It's Mark Schlereth not being very sympathetic to Antonio Brown. And
to his apology?
You're a turd.
Yeah.
Wow.
But why does harsh language. Why doesn't he believe?
See, you say that on the air?
He also his point here, and I'm paraphrasing, mm-hmm. is, look, he didn't even write this damn thing anyway.
How does he know that?
Oh, come on, Wiggy. I've seen enough of his tweets and Instagram, so have you. He didn't write this.
How do you know that?
Wiggy, I read the stuff he posts.
Yeah, but so, yeah, it's one thing to post some.
By the way, I don't even have an issue
with
the fact.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to me that Drew Rosenhaus wrote it and said, here, put this out there.
But you're making it seem like that Drew Rosenhaus wrote it. How do we know?
That's what I believe because my own eyes and ears say this isn't how he writes. This isn't how he speaks on Instagram or Twitter.
Right, but so somebody speaks a certain way when they're just kind of sending out tweets. I mean, I send out tweets all the time, but if I had to sit down and write an apology letter, it wouldn't be the same way I would tweet.
Would you hashtag Wigs out?
No.
Hey, Twitter world.
There
you go. Yours truly.
But that's where it goes to. That's another prejudging of Antonio Brown. So because he tweets a certain way and he might not do this and he might not do that, now he has to write an apology.
Schlereth was just saying, I want to see him make a sincere apology, not something that somebody told him he's got to write.
But see, that's the problem.
Come out and stand in front of the cameras and say,
how do you know, though?
I screwed up.
How do you really know? I'm saying like the Schlereth's point. Oh, I want like a sincere apology. I don't know. Some guys are better actors than others. Right, like yeah. I don't know.
But
don't
he seems to be a pretty good actor.
But Schlereth, I mean, why can't you just take that as his apology?
It is a step. Now, if you want to say, based on previous tweets, where one day he's saying "screw the NFL, you guys need me," the NFL is awful, mm-hmm. and then the next day I'm sorry, I just wanted to be back. Like, if you want to say, hey, he's apologizing now, but in 2 days I wouldn't rule out him attacking somebody again. You're right. But for right
Chances
now,
are good that he will.
Yeah, but for right now, the most recent thing is a apology to Mr. Kraft specifically.
But what I don't like is the predetermination or whatever the mindset that people have that Antonio Brown couldn't have taken an hour to sit down and write this thing out.
Wiggy, I actually believe exactly as Mark Schlereth does.
Which I think is wrong.
That he didn't write this.
Right.
And I don't have a problem with it.
But that's
his
wrong
agent
to
or
say,
his
though.
PR person said, here, this is what you need to say.
He still posted it.
And that's fine. You know, I got no issues with it. I've read enough of his stuff, so have you.
Right.
This doesn't read like
that. But that doesn't mean people would write an apology letter the same way they would tweet when they know that, hey, listen, I really have to put this out and I got to make sure
I understand what you're saying. Like, if you were going to write an email to a friend versus an email to somebody that you're applying for a job for,
right.
Chances are you're going to clean it up a little bit more
right.
or you're going to spell
rather
check
than,
it or whatever.
Rather than go, there's no way he wrote that email.
Right.
Because I think what you're doing is now you're poisoning the water. Because you're basically saying, he couldn't have wrote that. There's no way he could.
I didn't say he couldn't have. I said, I don't believe he did.
Okay. No, whether he physically wrote it or not.
Or
I don't
posted
think,
it.
Yeah, or post. He posted it. It was up there. I think the question is he doing, does he have knowledge that if he does this, it'll help him get in there? Which I think, yes. I don't think there's any chance that he woke up yesterday and said, man, after 9 weeks, you know what? I'm sorry to the Patriots. No way. He got some sort of information that this would help him.
Right.
And whether he wrote every word or not, it doesn't really matter. It's just there's something else working here this is a step in getting back into the league.
It matters when the talking heads out there make it seem like there's no way he did this and he's not being sincere about it.
Yeah.
The same way it matters when this civil case, when if I say I don't believe her, people are going to go, what? You know what I mean? It's going to like, they're going to, whoa, wait a second. Stop the world. Wait,
yep.
How can you not believe her? Well, you know what? I don't, right? So it's the same way people are going to react that way where I react to like, oh, you know, all I can basically is his apology here and say that he's being sincere and hopefully he's changed.
As Dice points out on Twitter, Dale, Antonio Brown has been taking an English class at Central Michigan.
Which helps. We don't know how he's doing grade-wise.
I mean, but his tweets are improving, so maybe that's where
it's. Oh, we got a B minus in the class, I'm told.
Well, that's
not
pretty
bad.
Good. That's pretty good.
And Drew Rosenhaus wrote those papers, too.
Probably.
Mark Schlereth wouldn't believe if there was an actual video of him out there. There's
no, that's exactly what he's saying he wants to see.
He wouldn't believe. He'd be like, there's no way he that's. Somebody's directing him back there. There's no way he really believes that. I mean, you already know how people are. People, it's like the one caller said, we are at the impeach.
Well, we don't think that you believe what you're saying. You're being directed to say this stuff.
Is he a robot?
Yeah, who's directing me? I don't
know.
Well,
you just
said
Schlereth is.
Is this like Westworld?
I mean, you don't believe Schlereth when he says what he says.
No.
I said
Schlereth is.
That seemed pretty harsh.
Well, I'm sorry, Dale. Schlereth
is poisoning the water by him saying this couldn't be Antonio Brown who wrote it. That's all I'm saying.
If he came out just as strongly in favor of Antonio Brown's apology, you'd be attaboy, Mark. Good for you.
If
he just doesn't agree with you.
If Myles Garrett, who we just talked about, comes out with an apology on social media,
which he did sort of, kind of, but...
Well, the Browns had a statement.
He wrote. I don't think he wrote that either.
So it doesn't matter. For no player can put out an apology or a statement that says, I want to apologize, this, that, and the other, because everybody's going to go, wink, wink, I don't believe he did it.
House is in Dorchester. Hey, House.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's up? Wiggy, you my man, Wiggy. I hate to call in here and be the culture vulture. Not the culture vulture, but the culture guru. What? Now, this guy said that Antonio Brown posted his, he posted that girl's kids or whatever. That means he's threatening to kill them.
Right.
No. Nobody said anything about kill.
Well, if he's talking about the one call, that's what the call is insinuating.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, he's saying you're threatening. He's not saying kill.
He said put the address out there, so what's that mean?
So his boys know where they live so that they can go hassle her.
They can go hassle her.
Let me explain something to you.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
They're going to take a bag of dog poop and ring the doorbell.
Wiggy, come on. You really think that anybody's suggesting Antonio Brown's boys are going to go kill her kids?
Well, that's threatening.
That's what they're insinuating.
No, they're not.
Hassle her.
Nobody's.
Where she live? We want to go toilet paper her house.
Wiggy, nobody's insinuating they were going to go kill her kids. No one.
Listen, they had a caller on Greg Hill this morning that.
He said that.
And then the guy who just called here from West Boylston, wherever. That's what he was insinuating.
Yeah. No, he wasn't.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Mr. Bell, Mr. Ken also said this morning that Antonio Brown threatened this lady's kids. So let me just say this. All this happened when he refused to buy this lady a gym. All of this came out then.
But I'm sorry. Your phone is really bad. Buy this lady a what?
Jim.
Jim, I'm sorry.
No, this is, you're mixing up your accusers here.
No, let me I'm not. Let me finish. Okay, because I didn't point out any accuser yet. He refused to buy that sister lady, Brittany, Jim, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
And then, all of a sudden, when he refused, all of a sudden, those things come out. Okay? And, of course, she's going to get an accomplice to go with her.
I can't really hear him, House.
Yeah, this is
sorry, House. Your phone's not
he's
very
saying
good.
That.
I love talking to you, House. I can't understand.
He's saying that. What I kind of said was, Brittany Taylor, she lit the fire, and then all these people now come out of the woodwork to add fuel to that fire, which is sullying his name. You know, now is throwing dirt on his name, is throwing shade out there at him, because that's what the Sports Illustrated thing was.
Right.
The Sports Illustrated was, all right, Brittany Taylor, here's the issue. But who else do you know that might have had an issue? Oh, let me call up the artist. Let me call up the doctor that he farted in front on videotape. And now all of a sudden...
Sorry, I'm not mature enough for that line to just go past it. All right, go ahead.
You're right, but now it's all these people coming out of the woodwork to now throw more shade at Antonio Brown. And what I think House was saying is, where were these people prior to that? If the artist had an issue, where was she prior?
Yeah, I don't
Mike
believe
Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
Okay, well, You're right. You are not mature
enough. I can't do it. A lot of good farts in the news.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Tom E. Curran at 1 o'clock with Dale and Keefe and Wiggy. Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting you through your workday, it's Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
This guy, while in a Patriots uniform, while on his second, third, fourth, whatever you call it, last chance, texted a woman seeing his friends, who she doesn't know, with pictures of her children, saying this is where she lives. It basically, there's no other way to read that than a threat, and a very serious threat. This guy is telegraphing that he is going to murder someone eventually.
Yeah, I heard the caller. He wasn't talking about her kids. This was an Aaron Hernandez like.
But so now he's jumping to Antonio Brown as a murderer making.
I heard
that's
the call. Just because there are idiots out there who say like that. Look, the picture of her kids weren't intended to threaten the kids. Was intended to threaten her.
I think it was to embarrass her, but either way, it was.
They weren't going after the kids. They were, in effect, like you said, shaming her.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't the kids they were going after.
No, I I've always said that he did that to embarrass her. But embarrassing somebody and threatening them are two different things. But
I heard that caller this morning. I didn't take it that I think he was a whack job to begin with.
You just think he was going to kill someone.
Right, that he was on that path. Yeah. If you heard the call from we picked it up a little bit into the call, he was in effect saying this guy's he's troubled.
But then there was a guy who called us and was like,
okay, two whack jobs.
What about the children?
It's a big audience, Biggie. There's a lot of wackos out there. But the big question, I guess, or the simplest question would be, if we all agree that it was that series of text messages which got him kicked off of the Patriots,
right?
What has changed over the 9 weeks that they would then say, yeah, we can employ you again?
You think the apology is what's going to put it over the top?
Yeah, I don't. See, that's tough, because the apology is more in reference to Antonio Brown referencing Kraft's spa visit, which happened after he was released.
Right.
So he didn't get released because of that.
No.
He said that in frustration after the fact and pointing out the hypocrisy of the NFL, how they treat players and owners. So he's apologizing to Kraft. Maybe it's twofold. Maybe he's apologizing for the tweet, but he's also apologizing for being a distraction, because that's sort of what he said.
I just wanted
to help out. So I think it's sort of twofold. But I don't know if that's even enough, because don't you think if it was just an apology, wouldn't they have talked to him, brought him in on that meeting with Belichick and both Krafts and said, what the hell are you doing? And if he says, wow, I really just lost my cool there. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Then wouldn't he still be on the team? Like that's another why I can't go as high as Wiggy's 65% is because what got him fired in the first place still happened. We've seen it. We can go, give it a bing. You can find those texts right now. What would make them change? And maybe it's just the offensive struggles. Maybe it's as simple as, you know what? Back then they thought the offense was going to be fine without him, and now they realize that it's not.
Haven't we, and I understand, I saw Sunday's game too, but aren't we kind of overreacting to quote-unquote, the offensive struggles.
Well, no, I don't think so. Do you think Tom Brady's overreacting?
Yes. Okay. I think he totally overreacted.
See, I think he'd be
Sunday
the guy that would,
Monday.
I think he'd be the guy
I think
that
he
knows.
Was, he had a case of the sads. And,
yeah, but I think he also knows that, show me a good defense in which they've scored a lot of points and had success on. You know, part of the thing when we've looked at it and said, wow, the boogeyman, racked up a lot of unbelievable performances against bad teams, and then this Philly one was a nice step in the right direction or a bounce back for them because that's a better team. Well, the other side of that is the offense has faced a lot of really bad defenses. And yeah, some of the games they scored some big points against. One of them, actually, you had Antonio Brown. Some of the other games, you know, you haven't. Like the Bills and the Eagles. Ravens, I guess.
The Ravens, is, there. The like Ravens they, is one when you look at the game and you look at it and you go, wait a second. We had the ball inside the...
Yeah, they kicked, what, two field goals, like a 19-yard field goal and a 22-yard right, field goal. So I think Brady is pretty frustrated, and it's enough of a sample size now, too, to say, you know, you've played, what, eight games since they cut Antonio Brown?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, obviously not Josh Gordon's gone. Like, you're getting a better sense of right. what you have.
But what sticks out more than anything, when you're talking about this team...
And, Brady being in the dumps?
Well, no, I'm saying besides Brady being in the dumps, offensively, what sticks out? Their inability to score in the red
yeah,
zone.
Yeah, right.
That, to me, is the number one thing... Because if you can't run the ball, but there's a way you can get down the field and you can come away with touchdowns, their inability to come away with touchdowns, especially when your defense, and we've seen this numerous times over and over, has given you the ball on your opponent's 40-yard line and in.
Yeah, because I think a big difference is, again, if you go back to 2016, the receivers look pretty similar. Pretty similar. Right, you can go back and forth. Who's better? Who's worse? But the run game is much different.
Right, and the touchdowns are much different.
Right, like LeGarrette Blount, he wasn't anything special, but compared to Sony Michel and compared to this offense right now, you had the ball first and goal at the three. You were going to score a touchdown.
Martellus Bennett had seven touchdowns.
True, and that was another debate.
You know, Danny Amendola had five touchdowns. When you start to go and you look at those numbers that some of these guys had touchdowns. You start to look and go, wait a second.
Right.
They're Reds, and who helps you? A player of the caliber of Antonio Brown? Because you've seen Brady throws him the ball first game he plays. He has four catches and a touchdown. So that frustrates him.
Right.
Now, when you go back to this whole thing, and I think there's a chance that maybe he says, you know what, I should have never texted that girl, period, and I should especially never did it from being part of when I was with you guys,
right.
because that ultimately was the thing that got him out of here. And Kraft, for whatever reason, don't we think it was more Kraft who had said, all right, the text message is too much? You didn't think?
I believe that's the case.
Right.
But I also think there was kind of consensus within the hierarchy of the organization that, okay, this is not worth it anymore.
But what I'm saying is it all started from Kraft not liking that text message. Because if Kraft doesn't say anything about the text message, you think they release him?
No.
Right. No.
Right.
And I think they felt within the organization, I know you disagree, we've had this argument mm-hmm. before, that it was meant to be a threat to her, not her kids. They weren't threatening her kids.
But
they weren't going
to
kill
her
kids.
No, but regardless, but that almost doesn't matter. They just,
but that's why they said... Wait a minute. No, he's threatening this woman
right, but,
on our dime?
Or he's embarrassing, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, it doesn't matter. It was
right.
literally that, because they were willing to look the other way on every single thing that he was accused of that happened prior to him being on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's simple as that. And now, if they do bring him back, they run the risk of, if he does it again,
mm-hmm.
what are we doing now? Like, now we have to get rid of him a second time? Like, do we but not you, learn and, our lesson? And then it's going to look bad on them.
And then you also have to take into consideration what Robert Kraft has been dealing with for, you know, over a year or so, what his situation is.
Well, not that long, but yes.
Since his last January, right? So you think about the situation and the respecting women element, right? That was a big thing, respecting women.
I think that absolutely played into his thought process.
Right. So I guess my next question is, if he didn't have that situation, does he let Antonio Brown go for that offense?
I don't have a way to answer. I don't know.
I'm not asking.
I understand your point. It's a valid point. I don't know. It may be that he feels a little more conscious of that thought process now.
Maybe they keep him.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you look at it and you go, okay, now he goes, listen, I messed up, Robert. I'm sorry. I should have never did that. I shouldn't have did that to her and her kids, whatever. And then maybe Robert goes, listen, I understand. I've kind of been dealing with something, you know, you obviously know, and I want to give you a second chance. Because maybe he's a little bit remorseful because of the situation isn't. So maybe that situation helps him on the second go round.
I don't think you can rule anything out when it comes to the Patriots. You just can't. In 20 years, you look at the players they've brought in, the players that they've taken chances on. Rule nothing out.
Do you want? What do you think if you get to a game, the Super Bowl, and you go, man, they lost this game, and one of the reasons why is where they struggled on offense.
Brutal.
Passing.
You're going to look right back at that.
Everybody's going to go, man, imagine if you had AB.
Well, especially.
But we've also, some of us, not everybody, have sort of.
A good portion.
They've sort of taken this now.
But it's definitely going to be harder. Would you agree?
Well, it's always easier if you have a great player. I understand that.
Right.
But this team, as presently constituted, could absolutely win a Super Bowl.
Yes. Okay, so if this team's in the Super Bowl versus, let's say, who do you like, Seattle or the.
Well, they're going to lose to Baltimore probably first.
Okay, so you think they're going to lose to Baltimore?
Baltimore's the best team in the NFL.
Okay, so how about this? This team's playing Baltimore in the AFC Championship game. Let's say it's in Gillette.
Right, and they score
what's your percentage? What's your percentage of Baltimore winning that game?
The game's in Gillette?
Yep.
Oh, I mean, all right, 51%
Ravens. 51%
Ravens.
Even here.
Okay, so if you have Antonio Brown on your team, what's your percentage?
100% Patriots.
There you go.
Hey, Foxborough, are you listening?
But do you see the point? Even if they play the Seattle or the Saints, if people will say, okay, I think the Pats are going to win, but I'm giving them a 51% chance to winning, you know, yeah, they can win the Super Bowl based on the team that they have right now. But if you throw Antonio Brown on that roster, now that percentage goes a lot higher than 51%.
Yeah. Peter's in JP. Hey, Peter.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
I'm in the 53%. I kind of got a question. Well, this guy's a strange dude who should stay off social media. There's no doubt about that. But I kind of got a question for Dale. What specifically has he done that's so egregious that he shouldn't play in the NFL?
I didn't say he shouldn't play in the NFL. I said I wouldn't want him on my team.
Okay, so he... Okay, so
I didn't, but now Peter, I didn't want him on the team when they brought him in.
Yeah,
because I think he's a problem wherever he goes. I think it ends.
Okay.
Well, do you want me to tell you or don't you?
Sure, I do.
He's a problem wherever he goes. He'd already shot his way out of two teams in the last calendar year. It was not going to end well here. He was not going to ride off into the sunset after a Super Bowl championship, waving goodbye and kissing and blowing kisses to everybody. This guy's a problem. He's going to be a problem everywhere. If they bring him back today, he won't make it till the end of the season here.
Well, I think if he apologizes, then one thing is a quote, okay? Wherever he goes, he's the hardest worker on the team, and his teammates wildly love him. 90% of the Patriots would welcome him back. So I'll just finish there.
But I don't buy that he's a problem everywhere he goes. Because
he's only been two places. He was a problem both places.
So then that tells me he's not that much of a major problem.
He was in
Pittsburgh for 9 years.
Both places. Yeah, how did it end?
But okay, maybe it ended poorly, but if you're that much of a problem.
They had a game they had to win to have a chance at the playoffs, and he didn't play.
Right, but if you're that much a problem, you don't even make 9 years in Pittsburgh. You're like some of those other guys.
And I don't even count the Oakland thing.
Right.
Because he didn't want to be there. He didn't sign there. He got traded there. And maybe that's just, that is me making an excuse, but he wanted nothing to do with that. He chose to come to New
England.
Didn't
he sign a contract there after he got traded?
But he got traded there. Yeah, he got traded there.
I mean, then he signed.
Well, he got more money.
Right.
Yeah, they gave him more money.
But when you think
he was already under contract for years. I think he just got more money.
But when you think of a guy being a problem for an organization, they don't generally get 9 years at that organization. They bounce around. They go from here to there. And we've seen, like,
LeBron James has ruined more franchises than Antonio Brown.
Like Terrell Owens, right? After San Francisco, that's a problem. He goes to Philly for 2 years. He's in Dallas for a couple of years. He goes to Buffalo. He goes to Cincinnati. So I don't really. I think that's kind of like false when you say that Antonio Brown has been a problem everywhere he's went. He's only been in Pittsburgh, and he was there for 9 years.
He was in Oakland, and how'd that end?
Well, the Oakland situation was a trade that, you know, Kyrie Irving
but
didn't want to be here on a trade
but they're
either.
They're also different, too, whereas the track record in Pittsburgh, if you saw him how he left Pittsburgh, you would say, man, he's not going to like the quarterback or the coach. Because that's really what happened there, right? There was a Roethlisberger-Tomlin thing at the end. It couldn't be further from the case in New England. He loves Brady and Belichick. Everything for Brown with the Patriots was all off-field. All of it was off-field. He played in one game, so we don't have a huge track record of it, but he played
in one game.
And then
there was all this other, I mean, the stuff about the cryogenic chamber and the burned feet.
Yeah, but that wasn't here.
And the Mike Mayock stuff.
No, but that wasn't here. I'm saying that they're all the things are different, so it's not like like T.O., for example, as Wiggy was saying. Antonio Brown, very different. The teammates, for the most part, were happy to have him. And you heard all these stories about nobody was better in the history of Brady practices with Antonio Brown. They were 30 for 30 on the practice field doing things that players were in awe of. So they were all on board. If he wasn't an idiot off the field, then he's still on the team. Whereas at the end in Pittsburgh, it was everything. It was, he's like, I'm healthy to go. And Mike Tomlin's like, no, go home. And then Roethlisberger throwing him under the bus.
Well, at that time, the relationship soiled, right?
It was done.
But
they were done.
In the Oakland situation, it's very simple. How many organizations don't understand how to get it right from the top to the coach?
Mm-hmm. Look, in a way, Wiggy, I've made excuses for this guy in this regard. I swear, I honestly, truly believe that it was that hit from Vontaze Burfict. I think this guy's got CTE. He's got something going on. That's when he started going off the rails.
Yeah, but so anybody that who's been hit is going to have mental
everybody.
Issues?
I think this was his problem. I think that's when he went off the rails from that point on.
No, I don't think
that was Dancing with the Stars.
I don't think that was his problem.
3 years ago.
I don't think it was a problem.
That's what I heard.
That's what happened.
I think he got into a situation in Pittsburgh with the coach and the quarterback. Then when he went to Oakland, he just went to an even worse organization with a coach, quarterback, and GM. If he would have never went to Oakland and would have came to New England or maybe went to Philadelphia or another organization like that, I don't think we're having an issue.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Tom E. Curran joins us an hour from now. We'll get his thoughts on the possibility of an Antonio Brown return. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.